Let me just check the date here, ladies and gentlemen, of this airing live. It is January 21st, 2017, and we're still here. Wow. Hey, man, we're still here. We're still going. And Trump, as far as I know, is still in the presidency, in the White House, if you will. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Is he moving in now? Okay, good. Well, anyway, folks, as you know, last week we had some dire predictions and possibilities, and I personally, as you know, I really didn't buy it and didn't buy into it. And as I've said many times before, and I'll say it again and again, and that is that when you least expect it, something will happen. And that's when we're all off guard. In fact, even Jesus himself tells us, the Bible tells us, that he will come like a thief in the night when he is least expected. So there's a parallelism here, you know, between Satan's plan and God's plan. Now, let me begin, before anything else, by quoting from the great prophet, the salvation prophet Hosea, in 4 Verse 6, quote, and you've heard this many times, I'm going to say it again. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's knowledge in the heart. That is obedience to God. Because thou hast rejected that knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now that's pretty bold language, pretty tough talk, and it comes from the prophet, from God himself, telling his people, who are scattered throughout the world, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but here in America particularly, that when you don't obey him and you don't get back to him, doesn't matter what happens politically, economically, financially around you, materially, all the fake blessings you think you have with inflation and devaluation and loans and credit, you are not going to be blessed. It's that simple. I don't need to say it any more blatantly than that. Now, we've had presidents come and go, as you know. Somehow, by the grace of God, we have survived them all because of his plan. That hasn't come to completion yet. But I want to hearken back now, if we can. Let's see if we can bring up the first clip, folks, of a man named Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt. That's his nickname, FDR, in his first inaugural address in 1933. And let's listen to this first. Go ahead, Sam. See if we can play.
This is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. Nor need we shrink from honestly facing conditions in our country today. This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. In every dark hour of our national life, a leadership of frankness and of vigor has met with that understanding and support of the people themselves, which is essential to victory. And I am convinced that you will again give that support to leadership in these critical days. In such a spirit on my part and on yours, we face our common difficulties. They concern, thank God, only material things. Values have shrunk to fantastic levels. Taxes have risen. Our ability to pay has fallen. Government of all kinds is faced by serious curtailment of income. The means of exchange are frozen in the currents of trade. The withered leaves of industrial enterprise lie on every side. Farmers find no markets for their produce, and the savings of many years in thousands of families are gone. More important, a host of unemployed citizens face the grim problem of existence, and an equally great number toil with little return. Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment. And yet our distress comes from no failure of substance. We are stricken by no plague of locusts. Compared with the perils which our forefathers conquered because they believed and were not afraid, we have still much to be thankful for. Nature still offers her bounty, and human efforts have multiplied it. Plenty is at our doorstep, but a generous use of it languishes in the very sight of the supply. Primarily, this is because the rulers of the exchange of mankind's good have failed through their own stubbornness and their own incompetence, have admitted their failure, and have abdicated. Practices of the unscrupulous money changers stand indicted in the court of public opinion, rejected by the hearts and minds of men. True, they have tried, but their efforts have been cast in the pattern of an outworn tradition. Faced by failure of credit, they have proposed only the lending of more money. Stripped of the lure of profit by which to induce our people to follow their false leadership, they have resorted to exhortations, pleading carefully for restored confidence. They only know the rules of a generation of self-seekers. They have no vision, and when there is no vision, the people perish.
Wow. Did I hear money changers come up? Did I hear the scriptures being quoted, the Proverbs? Wow. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. We need to clean house. We need to drain the swamp. We need to get that massive broom and sweep that dirty floor and then wash it clean. That is what Roosevelt came into office with, that hoax, that lie, that deception, my friends. It was the same then as it is now, only a million times worse. We're in the depths of the Depression, as you know, and Herbert Hoover said prosperity is just around the corner, and he too had been a Fabian socialist. But the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt would be a cornerstone in American history. 1913, the Wilson years, were a major cornerstone in American history, weren't they? They certainly were. We have the income tax. We have the Anti-Defamation League's programs in full force. We have the direct election of senators instead of appointed by state legislatures. We have the Federal Reserve System. All of the key ingredients of the Judaic Kenite experimental laboratory in place, as it were. All of those factors leading up to, of course, America's involvement in World War I. And then we saw what happened following that debacle. A major, more horrifying debacle was already being planned. We were in the depths of this depression. Roosevelt came in on that first speech, that first inaugural address, January 1933, before many of my audience was even born. And here we are, all these years later. It's coming up on almost 90 years pretty soon, 85, 80, 90 years, and we have not turned back. We have just deviated in that road of ruination. So now let's hear what the new president of the United States, these United States, Donald John Trump, has to say. Just a portion, because as you know, he spoke for about, 14 to 16 minutes. Let's hear it.
In our land, from this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, what a dovetail, huh? Doesn't that sound a little bit familiar with what we've just played to you from 1933? So we have the same scenario, only much worse today. At the time that Roosevelt came into office, of course, America was not yet totally interlocked within the one world beast system. But in the next year, 1934, we would see the, if you will, the internationalization of the American economy through the Gold Reserve Act, for one thing, among many others, passed by Congress, that Congress in 1934, as part of this rescue from the Great Depression that was brought to us by these money changers, as Roosevelt referred to them, his bosses. And in that year, of course, Americans were told they had to turn in their money, their legal money, their gold, or face penalties in jail and everything else. And they basically did. They did that. And so at that point in time, while it was made illegal for us to own gold, then, of course, the foreigners could be permitted to buy American gold. So that was the beginning of the transfer of America's wealth from America to the one world system, to internationalize it, and then to create a debt system from that, from which we have never recovered. Now, here we are, 2017, and the American economy now is at a total stagnation, despite all of the millions of jobs that Obama says he's created with his magic wand. But don't worry, because now the Trump administration, with the help of the Economic Council like Mr. Schwartzman and Mr. Golden and Mr. Rosenstein, and we also have a host of others here, they're going to resurge our entire manufacturing base. Poof! Just like that. We're going to wave that that magic wand, and we are going to bring back American industry. We're going to bring back American tariffs. We're going to bring back all of those things that we lost many, many, many decades ago. Now, it didn't take us 5 days to get into this mess. And it's not going to be reversed in 5 years or five decades either, because we are now firmly implanted, in my humble opinion, as I've said to you many times, this avalanche has finally hit us, and we are now buried in not only debt and debt obligations and a debauched currency, which is worthless, essentially. We are now in a state of economic total collapse, virtually, and the whole world is now almost in that state of affairs. In the IMF creation in World War II, the Bretton Woods Conference that was done, the World Bank, the international lending agencies, associations, the Exim Bank, Export-Import Bank, all of these, again, every one of them came as the offshoot of that World War II era. So now here we are, and Donald Trump makes a lot of good noise. He makes a lot of sense. And it resonates with middle America, with the American middle class, what's left of it, the backbone of this spineless jellyfish. And here we are today, folks. We're talking about a new beginning. You know, number 8 in biblical terms is a new beginning. We have number 7, which is God's completion. Number 8 means another start, a new beginning. Now, of course, that refers naturally to the millennial in this age that we're living in the Bible. And yet, it seems as if the way Roosevelt quoted the Proverbs, and then he went on to talk about freedom from want, freedom from poverty, and all of these things, making America a great nation again, that here we are all of these years later. Now here we are today in that same situation. Hard to believe. Nearly 8 decades later, we are again finding ourselves in that position. Only this time, instead of zigging, we're zagging. And by that, I mean we're pulling out, in the words of Donald Trump, away from this New World Order, the American, if you will, international orbit of things. You know, the whole business of creating a beast system or a one-world system that will not hold together is now what Trump is saying he's proposing to pull out of. We're going to bring back American job. We're going to bring back American sovereignty. We're going to end the TPP, negate it, no lost treaty. None of these things that we have mentioned here on these programs for years, ladies and gentlemen, the last 8 years and the 8 years before. All of those things, the neocon agenda, now supposedly all of it will vanish except for one thing, and that is the ball and chain that connects from us to that little tiny strip in the Middle East called Israel. Mr. Trump has exchanged pleasantries with Bibi Netanyahu, views him as a personal friend, a buddy, a comrade, if you will. And guess what? Nothing has changed. David Friedman is still the nominee, the appointment, to be the new U.S. ambassador to that little tiny strip of land. And he is a hardliner. Even the ADL, former head of the ADL, Abe Foxman, has come out and said that he would not be the best choice for Israel because of his extreme posture. Now, this is somewhat comedic, as you know, coming from the Foxmans and others of his ilk. Nevertheless, there is a fact to the matter that we're dealing with a hardline administration in terms of militarism, in terms of building up the American military and appointing people such as James Mattis to the positions that they will be appointed to. Ash Carter, you know, was bad. Wait till you see General Mattis at work. You're going to see some amazing things, I believe, in this new year that have yet to unfold. And I'm not a prophet. I don't pretend to be one. I do see the handwriting on the wall. I do read the prophets in the scripture quite fastidiously. And I do, folks, I do swear by them, if I may use that term. I swear by them because they have always been right. All right. We're going to come back. And we may have, I believe, Dr. K with us right next when we come back. And he'll give you his thoughts and more to come. Rick Adams Uncensored.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back, folks, and sorry to be a little bit too long-winded, but, you know, we do have only the 2 hours on Saturday get-together, so I just wanted to launch that, volley of statements from me and my observations as to what I see as parallels in time and that shift in the, once again, in that paradigm that's taking place. Now, I want to bring up our old expert here in many areas, whom most of you are well familiar with, and he is Dr. Kasim Khalil. Dr. K, welcome back.
Hey, great to... come on, just give him a chance. Huh?
I'd love to give him a chance. I would love to see him do what he says he, as the Messiah, is going to do for America.
Doesn't sound too compelling. Like his heart is in it or anything. I mean, you know, you gotta at least fake it good to convince somebody. But anyway,
we had Ronald Reagan as an actor. We have Donald Trump as an actor, basically a performer. And you follow the money trail and look at what's been happening to America. And quite frankly, they've had enough again of the Jimmy Carters and the Obamas and so forth. It's time, really, for a major shift to pull America out of the New World Order. And guess what's going to happen when that happens? I just said it.
Yeah, I know.
Hold all the cards, Dr. K. I mean, the international gangsters hold all the economic, financial, military options. It's that simple.
Yeah, they're not going to change. He can't do it. Even if there was some major sincerity and real spirit there, he can't do anything. But the way a person could look at it is if Bibi Netanyahu goes one way, a person needs to go the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Netanyahu said that 911 is really good for the Zionist regime. That means it's extremely disastrous for the global world and the United States, the global economy, which it was. I mean, it cut, I think, like $40 trillion in global money and buried it into oblivion through corruption, mm-hmm. through smashing the world economy, through fear, through all kind of tactics that they used, and or that were a consequence of their criminality. So if Netanyahu says that Mr. Trump is really kind of cool for the Zionist Strip, that means he's really, really kind of bad for the United States.
Well, I think, you know, you can't believe anything Netanyahu says except that broken clock, you know, is right twice a day. And I think sometimes you can believe him just by the look on his face, the gleeful look and the happiness and the ecstasy that really is not faked. It's pretty sincere.
Yeah, you know, that part you can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's serious. He loves the guy. Oh, that's a real omen, a premonition of like you say, catastrophic consequences for the American people. And I mean, the Jews caused so much horrific corruption since about 2001, in particular, that the terrorist attack that they committed by detonating into oblivion the World Trade Center complex, and then blowing up the E-wing of the Pentagon to destroy, I don't know, I guess they wanted to destroy something there.
Mm-hmm.
But that just, I mean, they attacked the United States with bombs. And with the biggest military in the world went and blew up Muslims. Now, if that's not enough, we've just so-called elected the biggest Islamophobe known to the human race. I mean, even if it's not true, I mean, if it's not real, have you ever heard a president or a presidential candidate talking that much Islamophobia? I mean, mm-hmm. even Cruz is, you know, as indentured as he is by the abdomen to Netanyahu. Even Obama was a little more sophisticated. He was privately an Islamophobe, but this guy is just publicly one.
Well, you know, Donald Trump made it clear on the campaign trail that he was anxious to find out, to get to the bottom, pardon the pun, if you will, of the Twin Towers collapse and all of that rubble, all of that disaster, which implied that he knew that it wasn't 19 Arab hijackers. He was going to investigate it. He said, we're going to investigate it. Now, let's hold his feet to the fire and let's say, okay, let us set up another commission, a real 9/11 commission, Don, and let's get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come
back. Let's do that.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back now with Dr. K with us in this hour or so, and we're exploring all of the options here, ladies and gentlemen, and to be sure that, you know, Donald Trump is doing some things the right way. He certainly has to do some things right, and other things that are more important on the world stage are certainly more dire for us, the American people, and the world in prophecy regarding Jerusalem. That is so important. You know, Dr. K, they had this 70-nation conference in France, 70 nations pretty much united that Jerusalem should not be a Jewish-occupied city, that it should be an international city. And, of course, the United States, you know, basically has boycotted it, despite ruminations to the contrary. Israel, right, of course, boycotting it. So, you know, it makes very scant attention in the news. And yet, it is the most defining point of any administration of this country. You know, Truman recognized that little strip of land in 1947 so he could be president in 1948. And now we have the same go-around all over again. That is a major conference. That is a major, you know, issue of our time in this generation of the bad fig tree.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. And, of course, but you made it very clear, if the current administration investigates 911, but they can't appoint the cross-dresser from the ex-mayor from New York to head the commission. You know, if he shutters the Federal Reserve, if he reinstitutes the gold to Fort Knox that the Zionists stole, and then if he kills the IRS's ability to tax the individual's income, and I know corporate tax, that's okay, I guess, but then we can, you know, we can assume he really is a messiah. That's a big task, isn't it?
Well, we're looking for one, aren't we, as a people? You know, I know you're very faithful, Dr. K, in your religion, and you know I am, and we all agree, I think, on one thing, too, and that is that man does not produce real messiahs.
Yeah.
They can't. Man is fallen, he is sinful, and when we look at a man like anybody, but, you know, in Trump's inaugural address, they had the rabbi, of course, and the Catholic bishop, as well as the Graham, you know, Franklin Graham, give a very nice address, and it wasn't the name of Jesus and so on and so forth, but the fact is that when Trump says, we are going to make America great, that really sends some shudders down my spine.
Did he look over to the rabbi when he said? I mean, one of the. I was going to.
He did glance at Obama, but that's all.
He did. Oh, okay. Well, he said Clinton's a good people towards the end there.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the wrestling match. You know, you have a referee and you have two contestants.
You know, and of course, you know, remember when the Mossad was caught on the phone by the NSA or something saying, well, we've got to make it look real, so we have to kind of, you know, make Bush say he's an enemy and we don't trust him, and we got to do that with Obama, and, you know, this is how we operate, and he's a bad guy, you know. But I just wanted to say
All right, we have John Kelly now. Let's see, you just brought it up again, the Pentagon, 9/11. Kelly's going to be, DHS, Homeland Security. I would love to see, and we should all be tweeting Donald Trump now and asking him to have Mr. Kelly set our priorities in order. You want to investigate 9/11? Fine. Set up a new commission. You said you wanted to know the truth? Fine. Let us cut all funding for DHS.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that we have never had a full accounting of where that money has gone.
That's right.
We saw that in the South Carolina church massacre's alleged shoot, you know, and we saw that with Boston, the marathon, and now we've seen it in Fort Lauderdale, of all places, you know, at the airport in Hollywood East, you know. Give us a break. No, we want an accounting. We want to know where the money is going. He wants to cut NEA, fine. He wants to cut the endowments for the arts. That's great. Do it all. But are we going to be building up this military again to the tune of $5 billion that we saw since 2001?
Yeah.
You know?
No, General Dynamics seems to be rocking high right now, and Raytheon, they're fired up with the new appointments. And anyway, how do you get the CFR to be not president, Mr. Trump? That's what you really got to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you appoint a CFR mole to your administration from Exxon Standard Oil Rockefeller, I mean, what do you want? What does the world want? Does the world really want to worship a president? He's the only hope. What's the name of that movie they did, you know, where it was like The Last Hope or... and people actually, I've run into people, it's like almost a cult. It is
a cult. That's the problem that I've addressed on this program that I don't know how many others will address, and it's the core issue. If you look at the faces on people, it's like they are attending an evangelistic rally. When you look at the inaugural day panning and scanning and so forth, they are looking up to a man, the man king, like they did with the man kings of ancient Israel.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? Ahab was there, Jezebel was there, and, you know, Manasseh was there, the wickedest king of all. And all of these people were worshiping. And guess what? Like I said in the beginning, quoting the scripture, Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're worshiping God. They're worshiping God. Sorry. But if you don't get right and you don't put your knees down first and ask God to, you know, accept a repentant America, Instead, you embrace priorities and prosperity. For instance, his own female preacher is a prosperity preacher, you know, in the Presbyterian tradition of United Presbyterianism.
Oh, yeah.
All of modernistic churches, give us money, you know. Yeah. Prosperity preachers, not gospel preachers. And that's what Clinton was. Clinton was a guy that carried a Bible into church that you couldn't lift. It was like 40 pounds. But what did he do when he came out?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it's all for show.
I mean, how could it change when you think about it? You have the Bush family, which seems to be crypto-Jew, and they were tied to the Rockefeller clique. Then you had Winthrop Rockefeller, who had the affair in Little Rock, and then that led to Clinton, Bill Clinton. So they installed him. Nobody knows where Obama came from, but he's probably an illicit spore of some of the Rockefellers. It's possible. And then you had other elitist groups that, you know, were put into power over the years. Roosevelt, Eisenhower. Why would it change now? That's where I'm coming from.
Well, I mean, and you've got valid concerns, and that's what we say. One individual who came along, and we did it in 2012, who at least talked the talk. And to some degree, he walked the walk was Ron Paul. And the way they got him out, as you know, was varied. But they did it first in the press. And they did it on all the major media. Chuck Todd says, I wish he would just go away. I mean, and that's the sort of thing that even Tim Russert couldn't have gotten away with on NBC years ago. But Chuck Todd said it, and NBC shut down their polls when Ron Paul was winning. Then they sort of tricked him and lied about him and then stole votes along
Remember
the way.
Remember that prostitute thing that they scandalized him with, and the newsletter, which turned out to be written by a Jew, and, you know, so they've been watching him for a long time.
So they got him out.
They got him out of the way.
Okay, now, Donald Trump...
It's all a scam. But no, he was a legitimate guy, that Dr. Paul. I mean, he's a pediatrician. He's an American. He's knowledgeable about the finances. He predicts things correctly about our country. But he didn't have a chance. Huh?
Well, I followed his record in Congress for 2 decades or more, and he had a pretty straight voting record on just about every issue that I recall. And he was straight-laced. I mean, he was a libertarian with a small L, but he was basically always voting against all of these projects. Foreign aid is not, it's not mentioned in the Constitution. He said, I'm not going to authorize foreign aid and all of that. And they killed his chances.
No, they never give us. Think about it. Even though the people were behind him internationally, there were forces behind him.
Oh,
he won every debate. The Jews wouldn't allow the man to be in that position. You have to look now and say they're very clever. You know, they have an unpopular Clinton family clique that they put in the one position. Then they put their old buddy Donald Trump, who's indentured to them, in the other position. Then they gave him free access to the media. And that's very clever that you have all sides covered. You have the sides covered in Palestine. You got the sides covered in, you know, with Abbas there, and you've got the Israel thing. You've got the sides covered in the CIA, and you've got the Mossad as a backup. And you've got every ruler in the Middle East is a Zionist agent, whether al-Sisi or the president of, or the king of Jordan. You've got even the Muslims being ruled by Jewish agents. Saudi Arabia is a classic example. Yemen moving away from it, therefore bombing them and killing them. It's astounding.
Well, now, as far as, you know, other positions in this proposed cabinet, though, we're looking at, you know, the FDA, and you have Jim O'Neill being tossed around there, and supposedly, his background is again high finance and highballing, but nevertheless, there have been some statements to the contrary in opposition to vaccinations and to forced vaccinations and questioning the protocol of the medical establishment. Now, that we have to watch and see what happens with him. In the meantime, there are other possibilities, and you know, people are talking about other names coming up, but the FDA, as you know from personal experience, has been a nightmare in America. And
oh, yeah.
you remember Kessler, who was the head of the FDA years ago.
He was number one
arch enemy of alternative medicine.
Huge and the big proponent of GMOs. He got the stuff installed to the detriment of the cattle, humans, butterflies, bees. He's wreaked havoc on the face of the earth. Mr. Trump, he knows how toxic the GMOs are. Let's see who he puts in, a more GMO-promoting agent. So, you know, it's all based on whether or not a little good could come out of it. So we've
well,
got his
it,
agricultural
you know?
Committee. Right
you
here.
Do get the good with the bad, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
But
so
my whole thing, Dr. K, and in yours too, I think, many of our listeners, is the road that we're traveling. Again, you can take a zig and you can take a zag, and now we have a zag. But where are you going? Are you going down the same road to ruination and destruction vis-a-vis the international issues that I've just mentioned and the economic structure of this country? Or are you going to back up, make a U-turn, and turn around completely? Now, you can't just do that anymore. That's my point. No matter who is in the White House and no matter who is in Congress, because we saw what happened in 2008 when Bush was president, okay? We saw what he did with the Congress. He locked the doors and said, we've got to pass this TARP legislation, this bailout for Wall Street. It was a bailout of the banksters again. And they did it. All of them did it because they didn't really get a choice. So
yeah.
If Congress is we elect a constitutional Congress, what good does that do? Tell me.
What good does
having a president or a Supreme Court? This nation is polarized now more than ever, and you can see it in the media, the way they're, you know, the Soros media is basically in the Adelsons. What they're doing is dividing America along class lines again and racial lines.
Oh, yeah, well, they made that big, strong attempt with that Black Lives Homosexual Matters leak, and that's been fully revealed. You know, no disinfo has been obliterated, and I'm working on getting it back up.
Yeah, glad you brought that. No disinfo.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Before it got obliterated, we posted this very, well, it's on a video. You can go to the No Disinfo YouTube, at least that's still up, No Disinfo / YouTube, and there's a video about the Gay Lives Matters, and that's kind of helped shut them down, get that out there. But, yeah, Sandy Hookers, the Jews from Sandy Hook.
Posner and so forth.
Lenny the scoundrel Posner.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he basically got it shut down. Not by hacking it, but by, you know, bickering and complaining to the hosting agency. So now it's a massive site. All of that has to be brought down. Otherwise, they were going to shut everything down permanently, and then it's got to be transferred. And so there's a guy trying to do that for me. But
wow,
you tell the truth about Sandy Hook. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go anywhere. You know, the crooks even stop you from telling the truth. That's what happens.
Well,
there.
That's true, and that's what is happening with the internet. And you know, things have been taken down by many of us, and Facebook accounts have been shut down, closed. It's happening right before our very eyes. It's just apparent that there is more than one way of skinning a cat, and this is what they're doing. They're doing it in a variety of ways. Fake news by the fake media with fake history and fake talk has produced all of this progeny now that we're witnessing now. Fake news came from the fake media, the establishment media, but who are they taking down? The alternative media when they can, you see?
That's what they do. And now back to the Monsanto, you know, it's having some weaknesses, so Bayer bought it up in some kind of a phony purchase or whatever. But apparently, Jeff Sessions has been appointed, or they're thinking about it. He's a real orthodox
age. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mole for the industry. So there's nothing good in the so-called new administration for anti-GMOs. It's still, look, this is worship. People are actually to the point of bowing down and worshiping what Mr. Trump can do.
Even if he's sincere, okay, and we give him the chance. I'm not an unreasonable person. I just know history and I know these people. But here's the point. The point is, if he can do it, he's not going to do anything alone. It has to have the support of the American public. And if they don't get off their blessed assurances and do anything along those lines and make their voices heard in more than ballot boxes, then nothing can happen. The media is exposed. The media are exposed. It's plural and singular. They have no credibility any longer, and that's a good thing. A lot of good things have come from this, but what is the get-go? What is the bottom line? Are people being set up to fall into that trap where eventually everything is shut down? Who is Facebook? Facebook, I call him, It's Zuckerberg. Facebook is Facebook. And let's face it, all of the institutions, all of the media, YouTube, all of them are basically under their control.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. All right, we got a break, Dr. K. Come right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yeah, we're back here, folks. And I think I'll take a couple of our dear callers here and see what they think. 800-313-9443. As you know, that's the number, toll free, 800-313-9443. Dr. K is with me, and we're going to bring up John in California right now, I think. Hello there, John.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Dr. K. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, sure.
I heard the Trump's inauguration speech and a little bit of his after that, but I just wanted to hear him take the oath and a little bit after that. Pretty much that was it. But out here in California, out here in the Bay Area, the usual suspects, the provocateurs are doing all this mayhem again, mainly in Oakland and rioting and, you know, they're all about Trump. And then the local congressman we got, Eric Swalwell, he took Fortney Stark's place. He's another Jewish gentleman that was passed the torch. So he's back there now, and he's, I think it's in Washington, he's said he's committing to walk in the Women's March today there, and his office was open. So there's another one that's, you know, another of the usual suspects being pulled under to influence. But we just got to watch it. Like you said, he could continue on just what Starks did and all the influence they put on him.
Well, you know, everything's up to us. If we want to make a change, it's going to be within. We want to stop the GMOs. We got to do it. What's concerning is this, Mr. Trump, or whatever, coming in, the new administration, we'll wait and see, and then we'll get this benefit, and then that'll happen, and we'll have better insurance, and we'll have this, and America, and all, you know, it's just, is it going to cut the foreign aid to the Zionists, you know, I mean.
No, that's untouchable. That's untouchable. That's the whole point here, is that if you pose a threat to them, you know what they did to Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know what they did to Kennedy. You know what they did a century before, you know, to McKinley. You know what they've done, even with Truman, he was
Nixon
threatened.
Too. And,
you know.
Nixon, then when he was starting to talk it up, they took him down.
Absolutely. All right, John, thanks for your call, and good to hear from you. We got a break for the top of the hour. Can you hang on with us a little bit more, Dr.
Yeah.
All right, good. And you stay there, and then we'll take Fred in Iowa and your calls. If you got a comment, go right ahead. Pro or con, we're, hey, this is a real discussion here on this station, on this program, on this network. So we'll hear from you at 800-313-9443 and what you think of all of this minutia, as they say, in just a few moments. Don't forget to support RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because things are rough all over, despite the claims that we are a prosperous nation right now, except we are prosperous in debt. We're not prosperous in real wealth, and that doesn't come from fiat pieces of paper, so to speak. So let's support RBN, do the best you can, and your prayers as well, as your monetary support. All right, here's the closing music for hour number one. And number two, we will rejoin you and Fred and Jim, anyone else on the line. Stay tuned, folks.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.